Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the book of Proverbs today. So if you find these Psalms about halfway through the Bible, turn right, go one more book to Proverbs and find chapter 19. I will read through chapter 19, perhaps taking some devotional pauses, some thoughts of application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you so much for Proverbs, the wisdom that is found here that comes from you. Help me to see the part of wisdom in this chapter that I need to take to heart today. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 19. And I want to just encourage you once again as we read through the Proverbs. Some of these verses will connect with each other. Some of them will seem disjointed, but it's all wisdom. And the prayer is that there's one piece of wisdom in here, one of these Proverbs, one of these verses is going to stick out in your mind and heart as the one that God would want you to focus on today. All right, Proverbs 19. Better the poor whose walk is blameless than a fool whose lips are perverse. Desire without knowledge is not good. How much more will hasty feet miss the way? A person's own folly leads to their ruin, yet their heart rages against the Lord. Wealth attracts many friends, but even the closest friend of the poor person deserts them. A false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will not go free. Another reminder about Proverbs is these are words of wisdom. These are the things, the way God sees them, and it's the way that typically things work out, if not in our time, then in the future. However, these things aren't guarantees that it's always going to work out this way. You know, a false witness doesn't always go unpunished, right? And a person who pours out lies doesn't always get locked up. It's the way it should happen. And we know that God is the ultimate judge in all of that. But these are ways of wisdom to live by. Verse 6, many curry favor with the ruler, and everyone is the friend of one who gives gifts. The poor are shunned by all their relatives. How much more do their friends avoid them? Though the poor pursue them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. A false witness will not go unpunished, and whoever pours out lies will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. How much worse for a slave to rule over princes? A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. A king's rage is like the roar of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish child is a father's ruin, and a quarrelsome wife is like the constant dripping of a leaky roof. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness brings on deep sleep, and the shiftless go hungry. Whoever keeps commandments keeps their life, but whoever shows contempt for their ways will die. Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done. You may see in Proverbs quite a bit of emphasis on how we treat the poor. That's a wise way to live. It's also something Jesus emphasized when he came. Verse 18, discipline your children, for in that there is hope. Do not be willing party to their death. A hot-tempered person must pay the penalty. Rescue them, and you will have to do it again. Listen to advice and accept discipline. And at the end, you will be counted among the wise. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. That is encouraging to know. We have our own plans, but God's purpose is the one that comes out on top. Verse 22, what a person desires is an unfailing love. Better be poor than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. A sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not even bring it back to his mouth. Flog a mocker, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke the discerning, and they will gain knowledge. Whoever robs their father and drives out their mother is a child who brings shame and disgrace. Stop listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A corrupt witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down evil. Penalties are prepared for mockers, and beatings for the backs of fools. That's the end of chapter 19, or Proverbs 19, and the end of our reading for today. Well, what is it that sticks out to you? Is there one of these Proverbs, these sayings, that captures your attention? let's see. What is it for me? Well, I think what sticks out to me is verse 21. A great reminder and a good truth to hold on to. It certainly is also a part of, in the context of all of Scripture, something that is true. And that is verse 21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. I can think of this for other people who are doing things I don't want them to do, politicians perhaps going a certain direction, enemies of God. But I also think about this for myself. I have plans that come to my heart, things I'd like to accomplish, but God's purpose is the one that prevails. I'm so grateful for that because I want His purpose to be my top priority. And even when I might not be making the right decisions, His purpose in my life, His purpose for His kingdom is still going to prevail. And that is encouraging. I'm going to take that as encouragement today. That my hope would be my plans fit with His purposes, but even when I fail, I know that His purposes are still going to happen in my life and in the world. And in that, I can take great confidence. What about you? Father, thank you for the proverb today. Father, I pray that you help me to continue to see how you're working out your plan, even when things I would like to see happen don't happen, or my own personal plans may not take place. That I can be confident, Lord, that it is your plans that prevail, your plans that are better, your plans that support the kingdom, even when I don't see it. And so I'm so grateful for that, Father, but help me to see this world, my plans, successful or not, as a part of your purpose in my life and to bring you glory. And I'll just thank you for that today. In Jesus' name, amen.